When the Forest Service fired the entire cabin and trail crew for the Sitka Ranger District in February, many people may have thought that it wasn't a tough loss as they were only seasonal workers. But the cabin and trail crew, like many jobs in the Forest Service, is a different kind of seasonal work.
These guys come back year after year because they have this permanent status in a seasonal position where they don't have to apply again. And that means that the Ranger District invests in their training, and they usually bring quite a bit of skills to the job.
Ben Huey is the executive director of Sitka Trailworks, a local nonprofit which supports the Forest Service with public outreach programs like trail and cabin surveys, and with volunteer work parties to assist with local trail maintenance. Huey admits the unskilled but energetic crews that Trailworks puts in the field are no replacement for the recently fired Forest Service team.
The trail crew leader had a background in construction as a contractor, and so he was out there milling lumber in the backcountry and building bridges. There's a beautiful new bridge on Salmon Lake that was completely constructed by this crew. They do small structure construction when you're building new outhouses, and they're a skilled arborist, so cutting down hazard trees, overhanging scary stuff that I wouldn't touch, and learning explosives, so getting the even more hazardous obstacles out of the way of our trails or cabins sometimes takes really technical work that we as Sitka Trailworks can't just take volunteers out and do.
But what Trailworks can do is raise money, and in just a couple of weeks, they've raised $106,000 in donations. The purpose is straightforward, to put as many of the Forest Service crew back to work as possible, for as long as possible, maintaining the federally owned resources around Sitka that residents enjoy and pay for, both with taxes and user fees. Huey says putting displaced workers back to work is in the DNA of Sitka Trailworks.
Sitka Trailworks was founded when the pulp mill closed in the 90s to keep families in town, to provide job opportunities, doing something that gives back to the community. And so we're going to do that again. These are folks in need of jobs, and we're going to create opportunities and put them back to work doing what they love and doing what the community needs.
But it's only a stopgap. $100,000 raised in a couple of weeks is significant, but it's not a long-term solution. The Forest Service and U.S. citizens have made a considerable investment in public lands over the years, which no amount of nonprofit fundraising can match.
Sitka Ranger District has several support staff for these crews. Mm-hmm. They have multiple boats. They have access to airplanes, a huge shop and tools and resources that we really can't fundraise for locally. Like, the capacity in our community to just everybody's chipping in just doesn't get to the amount that the Forest Service invests in these public lands. We're pushing as hard as we can to get one season.
Huey says the ultimate goal is to preserve the public's access to resources that would otherwise suffer if the expertise and skills of the Sitka Ranger District's trail and cabin crew were eliminated along with their jobs. Reporting in Sitka with help from Aaron Fulton, I'm Robert Woolsey.